This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I have used it faithfully for 4 years, and for 4 years my weapons have remained at a high state of readiness just because I know they're going to function. Froglube.com. I just want to touch on this simply because I'm waiting to see how it shakes out. Chris Brown, depending on who you talk to about, is either a thug or a celebrity rapper singer. Or maybe he's a celebrity thug. I don't know. Well-known domestic abuser. Ask Rihanna. Right now he's in the middle of a siege, unless that has ended. And I don't know about it. If that has ended, somebody call me and tell me that it has ended. Because early this morning, a woman called the cops claiming that he threatened her with a gun. Coming from the LA Times, some of the details. A bizarre standoff Tuesday between authorities and singer Chris Brown promised to be a long and protracted affair. Why it's going to be long and protracted, I do not know. According to an LAPD official who said investigators had obtained a search warrant for the performer's Tarzana home. Why is it? I mean, I remember when OJ was a fugitive from police in the white Bronco with his buddy Al driving the white Bronco doing 35 miles an hour. And OJ didn't want to come out. OJ didn't want to be arrested. Why do we treat celebrities as some sort of privileged class if they become criminals? Los Angeles Police Department Deputy Chief Bob Green said officers were waiting for Brown's attorney, Mark Garagos. Investigators intend to search the property for a weapon that Brown is accused of using to threaten a woman early Tuesday morning. They had responded to a woman's call for help at the residence in the 5,000 block of Corbin Avenue about 3 a.m. Tuesday, said LAPD officer Liliana Presadio. The woman said Brown, who has had several previous run-ins with the law, pointed a gun at her during a violent rage before she ran outside to call police. Of course, the police sources were not authorized to speak publicly about the case, so they spoke anyway. Police show up, but Brown refused to let them in the house, telling them to get a warrant. And they decided to do just that, which they have now obtained. And they're trying to reach a peaceful conclusion, but Brown isn't helping himself by taunting the cops, both in person and online. He threw a duffel bag out of the window, and he got online and started posting online, which that's a whole new thing. That's a whole new thing. That's a whole new way to communicate when you got the cops outside of your doors. Get online and start taunting them that way. He wrote an online post giving the police some really bad violent advice and telling cops on the scene to come and get me. I think you mean Molon Lobby there, don't you there, Chris? Police have already recovered drugs, a firearm, and other weapons from the scene, according to TMZ. What would the other weapons be? You know. Guns, however, because of Chris Brown's past felony conviction, are a big no-no for him. More, of course, from TMZ. Police have retrieved at least one gun, other weapons, and drugs from Chris Brown's home after Chris threw a duffel bag out of his window out of his home. TMZ broke the story. Cops raced to Chris's home early Tuesday morning after a woman called 911 and claimed he pulled a gun on her. They've been at the house since 3 a.m., and in the process of getting a search warrant, Chris has not left the house, but multiple sources say he was defiant as he threw the duffel bag out of the window, taunting cops and saying, "Come and get me." He then posted a video in which he refers to Black Lives Matter, and he's saying bad things about the police. Two sources on scene tell us, in addition to weapons, there were drugs in the duffel bag. As for the woman who called 911, she's a beauty pageant title holder. That tells me nothing. Nothing. I wonder if there's something. Chris Brown, come and get me. Has that, let's see if that has, no, not even listed. I bet you it would be listed on CNN because they cover all of that nonsensical stuff with the special snowflakes. Is it there? No. Orlando gunshots going like crazy. Oh, that was from the Pulse shooting. Okay. No, it's just saying they were called to his home 50 minutes ago. So it happened at 3 a.m. and it's just now getting, and we're about to have autoplay on a video that I will stop. There it is. There we go. Yep. So, Brown has been put on probation for 5 years in 2009 after pleading guilty to one count of felony assault over an attack on then-girlfriend Rihanna. He was jailed for almost 3 months in 2014 after violating his probation. Why do we treat celebrities any different than we treat regular people? Because celebrities to me are just regular people with a really good paying job. Especially celebrities who've been in trouble with the law. And I guess it's a LAPD thing, because I don't think that happens anywhere else except in Los Angeles. They don't, you know, typically they don't mess around with that too much, but I just find that interesting. I find it interesting that this guy is still, you know, operational. He's still around. And apparently he's still hurting people, or women anyway. So, and he's telling the police to come and get him. It makes me wonder, because I'm pretty sure Chris Brown, as you know, Chris Brown is a young man. He's in very good shape and everything else. But I'm almost certain he's not a tactically minded person, especially if he's throwing guns out the window. That wouldn't be, that's not tactical. Why do we pamper celebrities? That's the question here. I don't think we should. I don't think they warrant it. I don't believe that there's anything we get from it. There's nothing good to it. So I just wanted to bring that up. It was an interesting little aside, if you will, that Chris Brown is in it with the cops again. You would think the cops would treat him like any other repeat felon. Wouldn't you? Because I don't know how it is in California. Around here, it's a felony to point a gun. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
All of my weapons are coated in it. I heartily recommend you do the same. Frogwood. Recently, Donald Trump reached out to minorities and reminded them that decades of Democratic leadership had not worked for them and their children. This caused a gasp. It was heard, you know, it was heard the world round. The first response was to refute the charge. Most black Americans don't live in poverty, just as most white Americans don't, wrote the Washington Post. And, of course, then the rest of the media followed suit. They ignored the fact of violent hotspots. That is the fact that violence is not spread evenly over our country. They ignored the presence of our out-of-control inner-city poverty in areas ruled by Democrats, whose only program for improvement seems to be a constant call for more and stronger gun control. The second response was an expression of horror that Trump had not visited minority communities. They were horrified because the message was misplaced. How dare Trump ignore blacks and Hispanics? Now, we know that the future can usually be predicted from past actions, so let's take a moment and predict some things. Because there have been riots at previous rallies this political season, and because the more violent Black Lives Matter group would be in close proximity if Trump takes media advice and brings his message of a better future to inner-city minorities, there will be riots. Some people may be harmed or killed, maybe even law enforcement personnel, and then the media will bitterly complain about Trump's responsibility for the violence and blame him for poor judgment and irresponsible plans, big bad rhetoric, that kind of thing. And then we can predict, even if one person is arrested with a gun, the media will have the chutzpah to demand stronger gun laws. Yeah, sounds about right. In other news, there's a question out there, and I mean, I'm just going to put it in the plainest terms I can. We are a country with the world's largest Jewish population outside of Israel. Why are we admitting large numbers of immigrants from countries where hatred of Jews has been taught to their people from their earliest childhood? Aren't we sort of inviting crime that way? Terrorism? And the question is ultimately not about Muslims and Jews. It's about discussing immigrants in the abstract rather than in terms of the specific concrete realities of particular immigrants in particular circumstances at a particular time and place. Right now, the time and place and circumstance and everything else is right here in America. 100 years ago, when immigration from other parts of the world was a major issue, there was a government study which provided voluminous statistics on how immigrants from various countries performed in American society, economically, educationally, and in terms of social pathology. Today, it would not be considered right. That is, well, it would not be considered politically correct even to ask these questions about immigrants, especially if immigrants were broken down by country of origin. And some among the intelligentsia who like to refer to the past as earlier and simpler times. It is we today who are so simple-minded as to discuss immigrants as they're just some sort of abstract people in an abstract world to whom we can apply our abstract principles to. Yet there are immigrants from some countries who swell the welfare rolls, while immigrants from some other countries almost never go on welfare. Immigrants from some countries are highly educated, more so than most Americans, while immigrants from other countries have little education and few skills. So much of what is said about immigration today simply lumps very different immigrants together and even lumps very different circumstances together. We have statements about how we are all descendant of immigrants, blithely ignoring the fact that millions of Americans are descendants of legal immigrants who were not allowed into the country until they met medical and other criteria. Today, they flood across the border with whatever diseases they bring, and they're dispersed to various communities around the country by the federal government without even a notice to local authorities as to what history of diseases or crimes these immigrants bring, much less what risks of terrorism they bring. This high-handedness is neither incidental nor accidental. It's part of a much wider pattern. extending beyond immigration, extending beyond the United States to many European countries, where the narrow elites imagine themselves so superior to the rest of us that it is both their right and their duty to impose their notions on us. And many of them see themselves as citizens of the world and to regard national borders as unfortunate relics of a benighted past. If the people within those borders are so much better off than other people outside those borders, then to such elites it is only a matter of fairness or social justice to let the outsiders in to get a share of that windfall. This may seem like a lovely vision, and it, however much it flatters those who embrace it, admitting immigrants is an irreversible decision regardless of how it turns out. And problems, or even disasters that particular immigrants may cause, are unlikely to be caused within the gated communities where the elites live, where the big people live. However much educational standards or behavioral standards may suffer in schools when immigrant children from a poor background flood in, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect the elites. European countries have gone down that road much further, and their elites have, they're even more immune to hard facts about the disasters they have created. Rapes of women on the streets of Germany by male refugees in the Middle East have been ignored or downplayed by the authorities. Recurrent terrorist attacks across Europe from the same source have not caused any reconsideration of hate speech law that can be invoked against anyone who warns of the dangers. American elites who say that we should learn from other countries almost always mean that we should imitate what they have done. Why would we be that stupid, I got to ask you? Why would we take that moment to see there, to look around and say, well, you know, looking here at Germany, you know, Merkel's let in 1.5 million Syrians. Never mind that they're all combat soldier age men, dudes. They're not, you know, like families or nothing. We too should do this. Don't worry about places like Linden Hills, Minnesota. That's just an aberration. It's not really the way it's going to be. That's what they're saying. When in fact what we should be doing is demanding that they be culled out of here. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Defense completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And there is only one Frog Lube. Any of this other stuff that you may hear that sounds like it has frogs or toad, Raven, no, that's just an imitator. Coming out of California with a K, we have something called Proposition 57. Law enforcement is not liking it very much at all. They're saying Prop 57 is not a solution designed to make society safer. Simply put, this is a plan designed to fix a poorly run state's budget shortfalls and overcrowded prisons by releasing even more convicted felons. Moonbeam, the governor, the man pushing this bill, is spending billions of tax dollars on a high-speed train to nowhere because he likes trains. And he has to figure out some way to attempt to balance the budget. Thus far, over the last several years, he has released multiple thousands of convicted felons into the public streets in both previous times. He labeled it as a public safety measure. First step was when he signed AB 109, or the Prison Realignment Bill, into law. It was touted as a way to reduce overcrowding costs and recidivism, because it has been proven that releasing inmates early, lessening their punishments, reduces recidivism. Really? No, it hasn't, actually. The passing of AB 109 nearly instantly led to an increase in the crime rate. Goodness. Some very violent criminals were released under AB 109 because their current reason for incarceration did not qualify as a violent crime. Not surprisingly, many criminals released under AB 109 went on to commit very violent crimes, including assaults and shootings and murders. Plenty of sources documenting this and news stories documenting some of the more heinous crimes committed by these released prisoners, except the stories notably rarely mentioned their early releases or their ties to the aforementioned AB 109. But you have to go out and look for them, as the people responsible for passing this travesty of justice sure aren't going to let you know about it. The next step was Prop 47, which Brown supported and the voters of California with a K were duped into passing. What a shock that they were duped into passing it. I say duped because, sadly, well, they were too lazy to read the actual bill and voted purely based on the name assigned to the bill. Not surprisingly, the California DOJ, run by the best-looking Attorney General Kamala Harris, a fellow Democrat and friend of Brown, is responsible for the name the bill receives on the voting pamphlet and on the ballots. When you name a bill which will essentially decriminalize many felonies, which prevents law enforcement from arresting thieves and burglars, which reduces theft of or possession of a stolen gun from a felony to a misdemeanor, thus preventing cops from arresting the gun criminal, and which eventually leads to the release of thousands and thousands more convicted felons back on the streets. When you title that bill the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, well, subterfuge is in. But that's exactly what Kamala Harris did, and now she is running for the U.S. Senate. So, the very day that bill passed, it was predicted that crime is going to increase dramatically. A couple of years later, and sadly, that has turned out to be true. Since the passage of Prop 47, violent crime in California has skyrocketed. In just 1 year, the violent crime rate jumped 12% in California. While the progressive politicians responsible for this bill and even some media outlets refuse to draw the blatantly clear correlation between the rise in crime and Prop 47, it does not take a, you know, rocket scientist to figure out that there are more criminals on the streets, more crime is bound to occur. All you need to do to figure that out is Google Prop 47 increased crime, and you'll get an ample supply of scary reading material. Far more than you want to read, which brings us to where we are today. With more criminals on the streets, a climbing overall crime rate, a skyrocketing violent crime rate, and in response to all of that, Moonbeam is pushing a proposition that will release even more convicted felons. That is exactly what Brown is doing. He's tripling down. Not doubling down, he's tripling down on failure. And yet again, his buddy Kamala Harris is right there helping him out with the extremely misleading name for the proposition. Public Safety and Rehabilitation Act of 2016. Can't you just hear the angels? Conveniently, for the benefit of the uneducated, lazy California with a K voters, the name sounds like a no-brainer. Prop 57, which is heavily backed by Brown, will release 7,000 more nonviolent offenders and will take the option of trying certain juvenile offenders charged with certain crimes as adults away from the district attorney and place that decision in the hands of a judge. Because coddling the criminals is working out so well there in California with a K. Now, here's some of the crimes that are listed as nonviolent crimes under Prop 57. Rape by intoxication. Rape of an unconscious person. Human trafficking involving sex acts with minors, domestic violence involving trauma, failing to register as a sex offender, lewd acts against a child, drive-by shooting, assault with a deadly weapon, hostage taking, attempting to, and this is their terminology, not mine, attempting to explode a bomb at a hospital or a school. That should be detonate. Supplying a firearm to a gang member. Hate crime causing physical injury, arson, discharging a firearm on school grounds, false imprisonment of an elder through violence. Okay. And my first question looking at that, at all of those nonviolent crimes that are going to get pardoned and put back in the street is, who the hell thinks this is a smoking hot idea? Now, you can follow the money to get the quickest answer to this. With the advent of the internet, that's not nearly as difficult a task as it once was. By visiting the Secretary of State website, you can find out who's supporting the measure monetarily. Looking at the four committees listed, one is clearly dominating the most money, the Yes on Prop 57, California's for Public Safety and Rehabilitation Committee has donated over $6.9 million. If you search for a committee name, you won't find it, though. Digging into the committee further on the Secretary of State webpage, you can find out where all that money is coming from. And not so shockingly, the overwhelming vast majority of that money, $4.1 million, came from one source, Governor Jerry Brown's Ballot Measure Committee. A few other sources should not surprise you, such as the California Democratic Party, California State Council of Service Employees Issues Committee, that's a union. Now that you know who's supporting this, take a look at just who's opposing it. And just a list of a whole bunch of people who have the actual public safety in mind, like district attorneys and sheriffs, not to mention a metric crap load of people working like line-level cops. And the major difference, though, is that this is a bunch of civil servants who do not have millions of dollars to throw at the election like Brown and the Democrats do. So, California with a K. All of you out there, just give me a moment of your attention, please. Vote no on Prop 57. Prop 57 would pardon a clown at the edge of a woodline beckoning your children to come to them. Which, here in South Carolina, that would get somebody shot. But, you know, just to give you a little bit of a, you know, contradiction in terms there, contradiction in circumstance. That would be pardoned. So, vote no, Prop 57. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated.
Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is especially good fighting moisture and rust. Go check it out. froglube.com. You know, for everybody that's out there saying, you know, Donald Trump has hijacked the Republican Party, what do you think Gary Johnson and William Weld has done to the Libertarian Party? The Libertarians are supposed to be so full of rights for people that they're almost like anarchists, you know? But as governor of Massachusetts, the VP pick, William Weld, supported various gun control schemes, including a ban on semi-automatic firearms, and despite being the Libertarian candidate for vice president, he continues to feel that way. In July 2016, while the NRA and other groups concerned with civil liberties were hard at work fighting legislation that would have stripped Americans of their Second Amendment rights without due process, based merely on their placement on a secret government watch list, Weld expressed support for such measures. In an interview with the Washington Post editorial board, Weld said of watch list control gun legislation, "I think the Susan Collins stuff looks good. I mean, it's hard for me. Having proposed this super-duper task force getting bits of information from all over to say it wouldn't lie with good grace in my mouth to say, no, don't use a terrorist watch list as a source of such information. So I would go with that." In an August interview with Revolt.tv, he reiterated this position. When asked what could be done to control this flow of guns, Weld responded, "You shouldn't have anybody who's on a terrorist watch list be able to buy any gun at all." The flow of guns. I love the terminology. At another point in the interview, he characterized commonly owned semi-automatic firearms and standard capacity magazines as potential weapons of mass destruction. Then he went off into a land that I've never seen one of these. I mean, most of the time the anti-gunners are completely ignorant of what they're talking about. This guy takes ignorance to a whole new level because he told the interviewer, the five-shot rifle, that's a standard military rifle. The problem is if you attach a clip to it so it can fire more shells and if you remove the pin so that it becomes an automatic weapon, And those are independent criminal offenses. That's when they become essentially a weapon of mass destruction. Well, I don't even know what he's talking about here at this point. If we're going to go literally, what he's talking about is a Garand, okay? Which later the Garand became the M14, right? Right. So, and, you know, the M14 was a pretty bad weapon. But this is, he's not talking about it in that context. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. So, first of all, if you take a paperclip and attach it to it, because that's what he's saying. He's saying a clip, right? So that it can fire more shells, which all of a sudden it becomes a piece of artillery. And then if you remove the pin, well, it both becomes an automatic weapon and a weapon of mass destruction. So after it fires for a few, you know, a few, I guess, thousand rounds in, what, 2 or 3 seconds, then it's going to go splody. He went on to suggest to the interviewer that both handguns and AR-15s are a problem, stating the problem with handguns is probably even worse than the problem of the AR-15. And despite any assurances he's given to voters, his political instincts are to abandon gun owners and embrace gun control. Okay. Won't be voting libertarian this year. August in Chicago was the most violent month in nearly 20 years, and it's still happening. We got one more day of August left. 10-year-old Tavon Tanner has undergone several operations to repair the damage from when he was shot in the back. 10 years old. Round remains lodged between his shoulder and his chest. And he's still in the hospital, still in pain, and according to his mother, Melanie Washington, he doesn't talk as much and cries more often. Sometimes he'll ask if police have arrested the person who shot him. She says, I tell him that they will soon. They will. As of yesterday, no one's in custody. And he's among more than 400 people shot in Chicago this month. There have been 78 homicides in Chicago alone this month. And this marks it as the most violent month in the city in almost 20 years, according to the data provided by the CPD. And we still got tonight and tomorrow. Last time they saw a month this deadly was October of 1997, when there were 79 homicides. For the whole year, the count was 761, according to department numbers. They have recorded 487 this year and more than 2,800 people shot so far this year, compared to 491 homicides and 2,988 people shot all of last year. Chicago has a lower homicide rate than many other U.S. cities that are smaller in population, but this year the city has recorded more homicides and shooting victims than New York City and L.A. combined, even though the two cities are larger than their population of roughly 2.6 million. New York, with more than three times the population of Chicago, has recorded 760 shootings this year, and they have logged 222 homicides. L.A., a city of about 4 million, 176 people have been slain and 729 people have been shot. The gun violence in Chicago is concentrated on the south and west sides that have lost population over the years as other areas have grown. The Harrison District on the west side, for example, has had almost 400 people shot this year after logging 350 all of last year. Englewood saw 330 people shot all of last year, and they tally close to 300 this year. Before Tavon was shot, a man in his early 20s was shot in the head at a basketball court down the block from where Tavon was not allowed to play. And an older man was shot and killed about four blocks away. Chicago police officials have cited the constant flow of illegal firearms through dangerous neighborhoods and an interactable gang problem, with some disputes becoming they start on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, and then they get out of hand. In the recent months, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has been pushing lawmakers in Springfield to pass legislation requiring harsher sentences for criminals arrested repeatedly for carrying illegal guns. Not like in Los Angeles or California, I guess. And earlier this month, Johnson met with several police chiefs from across the country to discuss the nation's gun violence problem, noting that over 40 U.S. cities experienced spikes in violence last year after years of decreases in the number of killings. Cities like Milwaukee and Washington, D.C., all run by Democrats, all in the hands of the progressives. Now, they're still dealing in Chicago with the shooting of Laquan McDonald 16 times. And this was a kid who was walking away from the cops with a knife in his hand. That when that video was released last November, that led Rahm Emanuel to fire his longtime buddy pal, Jerry McCarthy, as the superintendent. Murder charges were filed against the officer that shot him, Jason Van Dyke, and the head of police oversight agency resigned, and the U.S. Department of Justice began a wide-ranging civil rights investigation into the department. Not surprisingly, there is a precipitous drop in morale amongst Chicago police officers based on interviews with officers. Well, you know, here's the thing. You've got to be judicious when you're a police officer, and you've got to know what to do. And I know a few that know exactly what to do. And if you're operating in fear, that's going to lead you down a path that's going to get you maybe in some trouble. It's going to take a little bit of a cool head to be able to handle these sorts of situations. And unfortunately, in the cases that we see more often where everything sort of blows up and flares up, in a lot of cases, that is not the way it is done. And a lot of that has to do with the way these guys are trained. It's plain and simple. In New York, training is horrible. Training is horrible. They've just made a heavy trigger in, you know, to make up for the loss of training. But we're going to be right back. Hour number three is coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.